Hi, this week the question on Bible Talk is this: is there a conscious existence after death? We're addressing this question because many today reject the biblical doctrine of hell. It's unreasonable to many that God would cast a sinner in hell and allow that person to be tormented day and night forever and ever. To avoid this truth of the Scriptures, they have theorized that the souls of men simply sleep in a state of unconsciousness when they die. Obviously, then, if you're unconscious, you cannot suffer punishment in everlasting hell. Does the Bible actually teach this? Or does the Bible teach that a man retains his awareness even after he dies? To answer this question, we need to first ask this: what is death? Death, according to the Bible, means separation. In James 2, verse 26, the Bible says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Notice carefully, according to this, that when the body and spirit are separated, death has occurred. Biblically speaking, then, when a man dies, his body and spirit are separated. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, "Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." This spirit of man that returns to God is fully cognizant of its surroundings. This is what makes a man different from a beast. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 21. In Ecclesiastes, there is a passage, however, which seems to suggest that a man does lose consciousness when he dies. In Ecclesiastes 9, verse 5, the Bible says, "The living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten." Now, this verse seems to be teaching that the dead become unconscious or cease to exist because they do not know anything. However, the very next verse clarifies what's meant. In Ecclesiastes 9, verse 6, the Bible says, "Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun." Solomon is simply saying that the dead know not anything under the sun. That is, they know nothing about what's taking place on this earth which is under the sun. They are unaware of events which take place on the earth, but that's a far cry from saying the dead are unconscious. Now, the New Testament is even more decisive and plain on this subject than the Old Testament is. In Matthew 22, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said, "Concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.'" Jesus declared that God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob ceased to exist when they died, God would have had to say, "I was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." But by saying, "I am," present tense, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," he illustrated the fact that these saints still had a conscious existence. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus said, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." When men kill the body, according to this, there's a soul which they cannot kill that returns to God, and he will either reward or punish that soul. In Luke 23, verse 43, Jesus said to the thief, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." That very day, the thief on the cross was going to be with Jesus in paradise. But this would have been impossible if men lost consciousness at the point of death. Once Jesus told a story about a rich man who refused to help a poor beggar named Lazarus. In Luke 16, verse 22, the scripture says, "So it was that the beggar died and was carried by angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he's comforted and you're tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Well, this story illustrates in unmistakable language that there is a conscious existence for both the saints and sinners after death. And furthermore, this passage declares plainly that a great gulf is fixed between paradise and torments, and no one can cross over to the other side. Once a man dies, his destiny is sealed. There is no second chance. There is no purgatory. There's no second chance of any kind to alter one's destiny. Since we have only one chance to prepare for eternity, we better take advantage of the present time. We know not when we shall die, nor do we know the day that the Lord will come again. And it behooves all of us to prepare for the judgment day of God. My friend, the Bible teaches ever so clearly that there is indeed a conscious existence after death for both saints and sinners. If it seems difficult to imagine how a loving God could punish men forever and ever in hell, just think about this. God sent His own Son to die on a cross so we could be saved. God's own Son suffered, bled, and died so that we could be saved. Surely, if hell were not real, Jesus would not have done this. If we reject the great and loving sacrifice of Jesus Christ, then we certainly deserve a conscious, everlasting punishment in a lake of fire. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.